welcome to Monday, and I pray that you have a prosperous week, and every room that you go into and everything you touch is covered by the hands of God and His blood. And I ask that anything that is in your life, that God removes it and gives you the proper alignment to understanding God. So that's why I call Mondays Make a Move Monday. So that being said, is you have to understand that you have to train yourself and make sure that you change your mind state of how you handle doubt or second guessing yourself or even trials and tribulations. God is so powerful and God is able to do anything. Even the enemy trembles over God. So do not be scared of the enemy. The enemy may want to sound like God or do what God does, but he cannot do what God does. The enemies tremble of God and what God is able to do to the enemy. Remind you. So let's go ahead and go to scripture. 1 Chronicles 16:24-29. So it says, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's the King James Version. And I want you to understand that that scripture is so powerful because it's telling people how to align themselves with God. Even though back then they used to animal sacrifice, but what are you giving up to make sure that you have a right relationship with God? That means removing any distractions that may want to please you but not honor God. So that's what that means. So understanding that is a key point to make sure that you move in a pivotal direction towards God. And God is here to answer your call. Say, he who knocks, he will answer the door. Well, regardless if you are a woman or a man, regardless if you knock, God is going to answer the door. So please knock on that door. And what it means, spirit of your mind and your heart, and you're knocking on the door and inviting God in